It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Thank you for joining me for It's a Good Life. In just a few minutes, I'll be sharing with you something from the Word of God that the Lord has placed on my heart. Did you ever stop to think how good it's going to be one of these days when we go to be with the Lord? We're not going to be left here, but we're going to go to be with the Lord. The Christian can't lose. And as we stop and think, there is turmoil that comes into our lives just as it does anyone else's. Someone says the Christian life is not a bed of roses. Well, that's true. We do have problems. And we will have problems as long as we're in this flesh. But thank God, one of these days, we're going to be gone and we're not going to have to worry anymore. And what a homecoming day that will be when we who are saved go to be with the Lord. And one of these days, we won't have to face life's problems anymore. We won't be burdened down with these old sickly bodies. We will be leaving this world. And all the problems we face now, we will leave behind. Now, those who have trusted Christ as Savior by faith are said to be pilgrims and strangers on this earth. Some have already gone to be with the Lord, and they had this testimony. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. And they were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. See, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13 talks about that. And you know that Hebrews 11 is called the Faith Hall of Fame. And as we read this, we see that we are compassed about by so great a cloud of witnesses. And that's what this chapter is talking about in Hebrews chapter 11. About those witnesses, and that's those people who were pilgrims and strangers in this land. And guess what? You and I, as saved people, are pilgrims and strangers on this earth. This world's not our home. Our home waits for us in heaven. Jesus Christ, He assured us that we would have a home by giving His life on the cross of Calvary, and that you and I one day could be with Him forever. In fact, the Bible says we who are saved are ambassadors for Christ. We represent the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20 says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." Now, as ambassadors for Christ, we are to talk to people, to reconcile, to help them be reconciled to God and say, "Look, you need to be saved. You need to trust Jesus as your Savior." Well, why should we do that? Well, I'll tell you why. It's because we're saved. Because we are ambassadors for Christ. We represent the Lord of glory. And you know something? When an ambassador for a country is finished representing his or her country, that ambassador is called home. Now, the Christian is only a visitor here in this present world. One day, it will be time to go home to heaven. Some will go by way of the grave, while others will go up when the trump of God sounds. The Bible says this in 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 58. "Behold, I show you a mystery." Now notice, when you see that term mystery, some people will stop there and they'll say, "Well, we don't know." But what it means is that God's getting ready to tell us what the mystery is. He says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And we which are alive," it talks about that later, and "we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now everybody will not go by the way of the grave, but we will go up when Jesus says it's time to come home. Many of us will go by the way of the grave, and in other words, this old body is going to give up the breath of life. And we've seen friends and loved ones who have gone this way, and they've been placed in the grave. Well, I got news for you. They're not there. That is, if they've trusted the Lord as their Savior. That's just the old shell that contained the real person. That person has gone home if they've trusted Jesus as Savior. They've gone home to be with the Lord. And that's what's going to happen to us if we go before He comes back in the clouds to receive us up in the rapture of the church. Then this breath of life is going to leave this body. But keep in mind, we'll still be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 15 through 18 says this, For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent, that means or precede, them which are asleep. And that's those who are asleep, and those are our friends and loved ones who've gone on before. Now, they're not asleep in the grave, as some would have you to believe, but they are now with the Lord. The real person is with the Lord. The Bible speaks of those which are asleep. And you know, as we think of this, it's not something that when we think of that person who's going on to be with the Lord, the Bible doesn't often say they're dead. The Bible says they've fallen asleep in the Lord. In other words, they've trusted Jesus to save them. They've trusted Jesus to take them home one day, and they've simply gone out into eternity in the peacefulness that God has proclaimed that they would have. They would go out with the joy of the Lord in their heart and on their lips. They've fallen asleep in the Lord. But the Bible says there are those of us who are alive. We're not going to go before these people who have gone before us. It says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16, For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. That brings comfort to my heart. Knowing that one day I'm going to see my loved ones. I'm going to see my friends who have gone on before. And it also comforts my heart to know that I'll be with them in glory. What will it be like when we go home? We, of course, do not know everything that will take place after we go home to be with the Lord. However, we do know some things. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, it says this, Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. But we don't know everything as Christians. We don't know everything that's going to take place when we get to heaven. But we know that when we shall see Jesus, we're going to see him as he is, and we're going to be like him. Now that doesn't mean we're going to be Jesus. That means we're going to have a body fashioned like his. In other words, an indestructible body. A body that will live throughout eternity, having no end. A body that is free of pain, of sickness, of sorrow, No more pain, no more sorrow, no nothing like that, like we have here in this life that we're living right now. It's going to be new. We're going to have a new body. Now, we're not going to have the nail prints in our hands like Christ did. We're not going to have the scars, the nails in our feet like he has, and the place where the nails went through him, and we're not going to have that place in the side where the spear went through Christ at his death. By the way, he was already dead. The Bible tells us that. He died, he was buried, and he resurrected on that third day. And because he lives, you and I will live one day with him in glory. And we're going to be made like him. We're going to have bodies fashioned like his. We're going to retain our identities, but our bodies are going to be flesh and bone, and nothing is going to take that from us. We will never die again. If we go to the grave, that's death. We'll never die again. Well, notice in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18 what it says. It says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And then we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 1 and 2, it says, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Now this may not be the day that you go up in the rapture of the church, but one thing is certain. However you, as a saved person, leave this life, you will be with the Lord if you have trusted Jesus as your Savior. You can leave this world behind one day as a saved person. If you have trusted Jesus as your Savior, one thing is for certain, you will be going home, and that home is heaven. If you have not trusted Christ to take you to heaven, why not? You need to receive him right now. Ask him to come into your heart, and one day you too will say, I'm going home to be with my Lord. Now, the Lord has left us instructions. He has told sinful man how to go to heaven. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says, there is none righteous, no, not one. That is, there is only one, and that one person was Jesus Christ. He's God. He was 100% God and 100% man. But the Bible says, there is none righteous, no, not one. That means mankind. That means people who were born into this world, men, women, boys, and girls, born into sin. Now, we often blame Adam for getting us into this mess called sin. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so that death passed upon all men. Why? For that all have sinned. We can't blame Adam for our personal sin. We choose it. And if you've not chosen Christ as your Savior today, why not? You need to receive him. You need to admit that you're lost, that you're on your way to a devil's hell. You need to admit that you're a sinner and that you need a Savior. You need Jesus Christ as your Lord. If you'll ask him to come into your heart, he'll save you today. He wants to take you to heaven with him. He wants to introduce you to his heavenly Father. If you'll bow your head and trust him today and ask him to the best of your ability, Lord, come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I repent, Lord. That means I'm turning my sin over to you. Lord, save me right now.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.